Once you learn it, you can apply it to all aspects of your life. Warrior's mindset prepares you for the largest competition ever, the competition against self. It shows you how to solve all problems at hand, maintain focus in a peaceful state of mind. We live in a competitive society. We live in a society that right now is fighting back and recovering from COVID-19 and all of the other devastating things that has impacted all of our lives. But we will never quit. Quitting is not an option. So thank you for joining in to this Warrior's Mindset broadcast so we can always find a solution on how to step up, flip the script, and be a success in our life, regardless of the obstacles that stand in front of us.
Hello, everyone. My name is Willie the Bam Johnson. I'd like to welcome you to the Warrior's Mindset Radio. We are hoping that you're having a super good and getting better day and looking forward to you joining us on a consistent basis from this point on. Warrior's Mindset is based upon a set of principles that are guides to your daily life. There are principles in our book called The Warrior's Mindset that are based upon monthly principles and weekly principles. This month of January, the principle is honesty. And the week is about personal expression. And today, as we go forward into our first show and focusing on those principles, we also want to introduce you to a special guest we have. Her name is Master Kimber Johnson. I know her dearly. She's my wife. She's my hero. She's a role model for so many people in the world of martial arts. And most importantly, she's my soulmate, my best friend. Ms. Kimber, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me here on the show. Not quite sure what you're going to ask me. So, as I always tell everybody, ask me anything. I'm honest. I truly believe in that. Setting myself free is by being honest, even about the things that I might not necessarily want to share or like to share, but I try to because I know it's a higher purpose than me and maybe somewhere, somehow it can help others. So I'm happy to be here and help in any way I can.
So Warrior's Mindset, point to me, all the things I do, everybody say, Willie Johnson, they don't realize that you're the brains behind the whole operation. Before we go a little bit more into our interview, how would you explain what Warrior's Mindset represent to us?
To us personally?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, it's that never-ending, indomitable spirit. It's the person that looks themselves in the mirror, we do, and each other, we do. That's why we compliment and we get each other and we respect each other. But we say, get up, enough. No pity parties allowed, get up. Yes, we have human emotions like anyone else. We're not robots or anything of that or supernatural, but we pride ourselves on having the ability to get up and get ourselves going and not feel sorry for ourselves or, you know, woe poor is me moments. And that's taken a lot of time and effort in surrounding ourselves by the right people, places, and things in life, but most importantly, each other, because we both have that mindset and we really hold each other accountable to that.
And when we think of warrior mindset on a personal level, how would you apply it? Because we do focus a lot of that on our business, the business practices, really becoming an entrepreneur, expanding your business as an entrepreneur. How would warrior mindset relate to a business person?
Well, I would say you got to look at it like, when you go into a relationship or a marriage, we're hitting the 25-year marker. And I know it's going to be a forever love, you know, a forever union. And the reason I know this is because we are in it for all the bad times. We're there and ready for any challenges or journeys that come that we might not necessarily like or agree with. We're in it for those times. the good times are given. That's the easy part of running a business or having a relationship, a sustainable relationship, a friendship, a marriage, or whatever it might be. So I would say to anybody there in starting a business or that's in a business that's struggling, is you have to change your mindset to be okay and be ready and be in it for all the bad times, the not so good times, the challenging times. If you can, you know, put the calluses on your emotions, so to say, for those moments, you're going to get through it. And again, it took us time. I can speak for myself personally. It took me a long time to get there. Because I am the type of person that wears my heart on my sleeve and I'll give you the shirt off my back. And I had to learn the hard way that, you know, in business is very much like a relationship. It is your relationship with the business. It is your husband, your wife. It is your child. It is your everything. Not to say that you have to spend all your time there. I'm saying it in the capacity of the same way you work hard at a marriage or a relationship with your child or anyone, you have to work hard with that relationship with your business as well.
Well, and that's interesting. That leads into the next question. But one of the things I would like to do, I would like you to give people just a brief introduction on who Kimber Johnson really is and what are some of the things she has accomplished as a martial artist and as a woman.
My accomplishments, I don't really like to talk about them. I just want to keep doing mostly. But some of the things I've achieved, I mean, I don't know. I'm a lifelong martial artist. I started at the age of 4. I'm 47 now. I pride myself on being a great martial artist in every aspect that I can. I don't know. I've won competitions and was number one in NASCA in the world and, you know, done a couple other things like that as far as that. I've helped sustain a very successful business with my husband, with our martial arts dojo for going on 27 years this year, April. So that's really exciting to me. But my number one achievement in life is really becoming a great mom and wife.
The warrior's mindset is about conditioning the mind, body, and spirit. It takes practice, commitment, vision, goal setting, determination, sharp focus, respect, and discipline. Once you learn it, you can apply it to all aspects of your life. The warrior's mindset prepares you for the largest competition ever, the competition against self. It shows you how to solve all problems at hand, maintain focus in a peaceful state of mind. We live in a competitive society. We live in a society that right now is fighting back and recovering from COVID-19 and all of the other devastating things that has impacted all of our lives. But we will never quit. Quitting is not an option. So thank you for joining in to this Warrior's Mindset broadcast so we can always find a solution on how to step up, flip the script, and be a success in our life, regardless of the obstacles that stand in front of us.